You may not have realized how deeply it has seeped into your daily behaviors and habits. And now, this avoidance of action is holding you back from the rest of your life. For most of us, procrastination is the big obstacle to getting into motion. The term procrastination was derived from the Latin words pro, meaning forward, forth, or in favor of, and crastinus, meaning of tomorrow. Its literal translation can thus be taken to be the moving forward of something to tomorrow, or favoring tomorrow as the ideal time. It's never today, always another moment to be later determined. Procrastination is the act or habit of putting something off until a future time. It involves delaying what needs to be done, usually because the task is unpleasant or boring, or simply because delaying is an option. Rationality isn't involved in procrastinating. In fact, we use rationality far less on a daily basis than we would like to think, and thus we find ourselves in a hole of our own digging. Note that procrastination deals only with intended tasks, i.e., tasks you should be doing, and not all the other tasks open for you to do. For instance, delaying working on the sales report you're expected to hand in by the end of the week is procrastinating, but putting off all other tasks you don't intend to do, say, go around the community helping Girl Scouts sell Thin Mints, isn't. The defining feature of procrastination is that it involves pushing back tasks you know are better off completed now. It is essentially an act of avoiding discomfort, i.e., the trouble of doing the intended task, and pursuing pleasure instead, i.e., substituting more enjoyable activities, plus the relief of not having to engage in the intended task. Who needs help with pursuing pleasure, after all? Since the time of ancient civilizations, our ancestors have struggled with the dilemma of choosing to do what needs to be done over other, usually more pleasant activities. We may imagine that our less industrious forebears must have had days when they relaxed lying under the shade of a tree instead of picking up their spears to hunt or their baskets to forage for food. Hesiod, a Greek poet who lived around 800 BC, cautioned not to put your work off till tomorrow and the day after. Roman consul Cicero was also an early dissenter against procrastination, calling the act hateful in the conduct of affairs. This is clearly a problem that is older than we give it credit for. So, if avoidance and procrastination have been around since time immemorial, where did the impulse for this habit come from? Has it been hardwired in our brains from the beginning? Neurobiologists have found evidence that, yes, the fundamental workings of our brains might indeed offer a recipe for procrastination. Remember that procrastination is the act of delaying an intended important task, despite knowing there will be negative consequences as a result. In other words, we have no problem recognizing that procrastination is bad for us. In fact, we rationally know it's something to avoid at all costs. Procrastination is thus a failure of self-regulation. Experts say we procrastinate because we're not that adept at keeping firm command over our capricious drives and impulses. And here's where our neurobiologists lay out, for the rest of us, the biological basis of why we procrastinate. Imagine the brain as having two major portions, one inner portion and one outer portion. Now, the inner portion is what some scientists call our lizard brain, responsible for our most basic survival instincts. This region is fully developed from birth and controls our most primitive drives, e.g., hunger, thirst, and sex drive, as well as our mood and emotions, e.g., fear, anger, and pleasure. It's one of the most dominant portions of our brain, as its processes tend to be automatic, not to mention life-maintaining. This section is called the limbic system. It quite literally keeps us alive because we don't have to consciously think about breathing or becoming hungry. It just happens, and we live to see another day. The brain's outer portion, enclosing the limbic system and situated just behind our forehead, is called the prefrontal cortex. While the limbic system has been dubbed as our lizard brain, the prefrontal cortex has been identified by neurobiologists as the portion that separates us humans from lesser animals. The prefrontal cortex is in charge of our rational human functions, such as assimilating information, planning, making decisions, and other higher-order thinking skills. So while the limbic system lets us experience instincts and emotions automatically, the prefrontal cortex requires us to put in conscious and deliberate effort to think, plan, decide, and ultimately complete a task. The prefrontal cortex works much, much slower, and we're generally conscious of these thoughts. By now, you may recognize how these two major portions of the brain must be continuously engaged in battle. A battle you feel most intensely when you're faced with something you would rather not do, but have to. In instances such as these, your limbic system is screaming, "Don't do it, it doesn't feel good," while your prefrontal cortex is trying to reason with you. You have to do this. It might sound like a cop-out, however, to just point fingers at our inherent biology. After all humans possess the same brain structure, so there must be some differentiation between those who act and those who do not. To this end, researcher Laura Rabin of Brooklyn College delved into a closer examination of the relationship between procrastination and what are known as executive functions, which include planning, problem solving, and self-control. Take rapid action. Get productive, motivated, and energized. Stop overthinking and procrastinating. Written by Patrick King. Narrated by Russell Newton.